Okay, today we're going to try out a relaxation technique called the progressive relaxation. It's called progressive relaxation simply because we're going to progress up our body, tightening and relaxing body parts. I like this technique because it gives the mind something to focus on. When you tighten, it's easy to focus on the tightening, and when you relax, there's a significant difference in feeling between the tension and relaxation. We can also add some visualization to this by imagining that we're going to squeeze out all the tension that's in specific body parts if we're feeling particularly stressed and our body is feeling tension. Okay, I would like you to just start by either having your eyes open or closed and getting into a comfortable position. You may want to experiment with where you place your arms. Some people put their arms on the table or on the armrests of their chair. But try that, see if that's comfortable. But also try just putting your arms in your lap. Often you'll notice around your shoulders that putting your arms in your lap kind of takes away some tension. If it doesn't, do what's most comfortable for you. Okay, like all meditations or relaxations, we're going to focus first on the breath, and we're going to prepare our body and our lungs to do this relaxation by inhaling deeply. When I say deeply, you're going to feel your shoulders move towards your ears slightly. And that's when you know you have a full breath. And then you're going to exhale slowly. And at the end of the breath, you're going to pull your abdominals up towards your rib cage, and that's going to push out all the carbon dioxide and other waste gases that are locked in your lungs or stuck in your lungs. So we have a fresh vessel to fill with healthy oxygenated air. Okay, so let's start. We're going to inhale and exhale, and we're going to use that pattern, so we'll do it a couple more times just to get a sense of how the rhythm of breath. Inhale and fully exhale. We're going to move our attention from our breath down to our feet. And we're going to tense our feet by simply curling our toes. Now be very careful. Our feet and our toes can get cramps very quickly. So just a gentle curl. And imagine that you're squeezing out all the tension that's been locked in your feet. And breathe into that for two breathing cycles. And the breathing cycle is a breath in, and a breath out is one cycle. So two of those. And on the second breath out, you're going to relax your toes. And just feel the difference between the tension and relaxation. Good. We're going to move up our body to our calves and shins. There are two ways you can tense this. I'd like you to try this time just by putting your feet on the floor and then raising your toes up. And that's going to tense your calves and shins. Breathe into that for two breathing cycles. And on the second breath out, relax the tension and just feel the difference between the tension and relaxation. The next time you try this, if you want to try the other technique to tense your calves and shins, you can leave your toes on the floor and lift your heels. Either one's right, no one's better. Okay, we're going to move up towards our thighs. And we're going to tense our thighs just by the act of moving them together. They don't have to touch. If they touch, that's fine. But you can just start to feel the tension when you start to move them together. You can breathe into that for two breathing cycles and exhale on the breath out. Now here's where my mind starts to wander, and that's very natural. Our mind doesn't like to focus on anything but what it wants to focus on. So we're kind of training it to do something a little bit different so it can cause us to be a little bit set off by it wandering. Don't worry if you miss something. Don't worry about going back. Just come to wherever we are, listen to where we are, and tense and relax that body part. Okay, we're going to move in from our legs into our trunk, and we're going to tighten our buttocks and our lower abdominal cavity and squeeze out all the tension that's in our lower trunk. Remember, we're going to breathe in and breathe out and breathe in and exhale and relax the tension. Just feel the difference between the tension. Imagine that you squeeze out all the tension from the lower abdominal cavity and you're filling it with healthy oxidated blood that you've just been pumping through your system with your deep breath. Great. Now we're going to continue up our body to our abdominal cavity. And we're going to tense our abdominal cavity either by pushing it out or pulling it in towards our backbone. Again, neither one is right, just whatever is comfortable for you. And then we're going to breathe in for two breathing cycles and relax it on the breath out. But notice as you tense up your abdominal cavity that you might find it just a little more difficult to breathe deeply. Second breath and exhale, let it go. And it's important to know this because whenever we have any strong emotion, our abdominal cavity tightens up automatically to protect the organs within and throws our breathing off. So just reset your breath. And remember that you might have to reset your breath whenever you have a strong emotion, such as fear, anger, anxiety. Good. Now that your breathing is back to that rhythmic breath, we're going to continue up our body to our back and chest. And we're going to tense our back and chest by pulling our shoulder blades back, creating tension across our chest, and breathing into that for two breathing cycles and relaxing on the second and squeezing all the tension that's in that part of the body. Squeeze it out. And on the second breath, relax it and just feel the difference between the tension and relaxation and allowing that healthy oxidated blood to come to every organ, tissue, and gland in your chest and trunk, bringing health and relaxation to this part of your body. Wonderful. Now we're going to move out of our trunk into our arms, hands, and fingers. We're going to take our fingers, make a fist, curl the fist into our wrist, and make a muscle on top of our arms, and squeeze out all the tension that's locked here. We have a lot of tension in our arms and hands, so imagine as you're squeezing all the tension out. And on the exhalation, relax and just feel the difference between the tension and relaxation. Bringing health and relaxation to your fingertips, your hands, your arms. Wonderful. Okay, continuing up our body, we're going to move into our shoulders now. Another place that we carry a lot of tension, especially with studying and using computers, we're hunched over quite a bit. So there might be a lot of tension here. So pull your shoulders up to your ears, your neck down into your shoulders, and just imagine you're squeezing all that tension, all that studying, all that computer work, all that reading, squeezing it out. And then on the second breath, when you exhale, drop your shoulders and just feel the difference between the tension and relaxation. Breathe into it, bringing some health and relaxation to this part of the body. Great. Now what's left is our face. And we're going to tense our face by pulling our eyebrows to our hairline, making a grimace with our face, pushing our tongue to the roof of our mouth, and squeezing our face, squeezing out all the tension that's locked in our face. And again, on the second breath, the breath out, you can relax it. And just feel the difference between tension and relaxation, allowing the healthy oxidative blood to come to all the muscles and organs in your face, bringing health and relaxation to your face. Great. Now, to make sure that we've done a good job, we're going to take a deep breath in this time. And this time, we're going to hold our whole body and the breath. And imagine that we're squeezing out any residual tension into a small little ball, bring it to our lungs. And when we're ready, we're going to exhale and blow the tension right across the room and away from us. Just feel the difference between the tension and relaxation. We're going to use a breathing technique to bring us back called the energizing breath. This can also be used on its own. It's very simple. Three deep breaths in and three deep breaths out, back to back, and you'll start to feel the energy starting to increase. Inhale one, exhale two. Inhale three, exhale four. Inhale five, exhale six, feel the energy. Bring the relaxation as you open your eyes into the room. And I hope you enjoyed that. This recording of progressive relaxation can be used when you have difficulties sleeping. It's something very concrete that your mind can focus on. And often before you finish the whole technique, you're asleep. Enjoy.